So I have to tell you that I really wonder whose great idea it was to have a storm Sunday in this season of creation. We've had flora and fauna Sunday. We had ocean Sunday this year. Other years in the season have Sundays like forest Sunday, mountain Sunday, river Sunday. All peaceful, pretty, fragrant Sundays. We might go to the ocean and honor our connection to the ocean, right? We might go into the woods to honor our connection with all the flora and fauna. But I don't know anybody who goes out and sits in the backyard when a tornado's coming, or in the middle of a thunderstorm. I don't get it. Storms are scary things. It's not soft, gentle rain Sunday. It's storm Sunday. This is the Sunday for thunderbolts and lightnings, gale force winds, heavy flooding, downpours, storms. This, in my mind, is akin to mosquito Sunday or bacteria and parasite Sunday. Things that bring destruction and death. As the responsive psalm reminds us, storms, and at least in our human understanding, are acts of God, forces beyond our control. They are the tree-splitting, fire-flashing, earth-shaking voice of God. And as Job more poetically expresses it, while all created beings search for wisdom, even destruction and death, even they cannot find it. It is God alone who knows where to find wisdom in the rain and in the thunderbolts. Storms can be studied and predicted by us humans, but we cannot contain or control them. Hurricanes and tornadoes, floods and lightning strikes all come to the righteous and the unrighteous, as Matthew's gospel tells us. And as it says later on in Job, when God actually does the speaking, the rain falls in the desert and the farmer's fields lie in the dust. On Storm Sunday, I do believe we have reached the pinnacle of unknowability when it comes to the Creator and the created. And yet, we humans are pretty darn good at putting ourselves in the center of the storm. And I'm not simply talking about the storms that are brewing in our nation's capital. I'm talking more literally. Severe storms, like hurricanes or floods and tornadoes, often get explained as God's response to or God's punishment for human sinfulness. Too many LGBTQ people in one city, too many feminists in another. So God says, oh, better send a hurricane there, straighten those people out. Not enough people going to prison over in that country. Not enough people going to church here. Think I'll send a tornado. Scare them all. And while, yes, we're accustomed to our more conservative brothers and sisters in Christ saying that, we all know ourselves in our mainline tradition that we too often wonder why God allows these storms to happen and cause such havoc. It's as though we are the center of God's world, and God is the supreme helicopter parent hovering in the sky, waiting to respond to our naughty or our nice deeds. A far more accurate depiction of the central role we humans grant to ourselves in storms is found in the hard truth of our rapacious abuse of the earth and its resources. Because we have so carelessly allowed carbon emissions to multiply and multiply and multiply, the earth and its atmosphere are warming, and storms are becoming more and more intense and frequent and destructive. We have made ourselves little less than gods and are now the only creatures on earth who have become weather makers. To our own detriment and to the detriment of other living creatures. No matter how inclined we are to think of ourselves as the victims of these storms, we have to face the reality that we are also perpetrators. And as we cry out like the disciples did, "Jesus, don't you care that we are perishing?" If we pause a moment to listen, we will more than likely hear him say back to us, "Don't you care?" Outside of the ways that we insert ourselves into the process, storms are indeed a very natural and necessary consequence of physical forces acting on the earth. They are nature's way of refreshing and renewing the earth. Ecosystems are nourished and sustained by storms and floods and cyclones and lightning strikes. We humans just forget that we are a part of that ecosystem, not separate from it, and certainly not the center of it. Storms are agents. They are instruments employed by God for and on behalf of the earth, the whole earth. And thus, we might say they are divine in their origin. The fact that we reference God in them, as the psalmist did, and as the disciples did in awe of Jesus' power to calm the sea, and as we do in understanding them as acts of God, the fact that we reference God in these storms imbues them with holiness. With holiness. And this should evoke within us reverence. Reverence for God and for all of creation, human and non-human. Reverence is the virtue that keeps people from trying to act like gods. Philosopher Paul Woodruff argues that true reverence cannot be for anything that human beings can make or manage on our own. Think about it. We have reverence for wealth. We have reverence for education. We have reverence for a lot of things. But true reverence cannot be for anything that human beings can make or manage by ourselves. Reverence stands in awe of something. Something that dwarfs the self. Something that allows us to sense the full extent of our limits. And then, in reverence, we can begin to see one another more reverently as well. So that's why we have Storm Sunday. To call us to reverence. And reverence calls us out of the center of the storm and back to the ecosystem, the space where God created and placed us from the very beginning. The space where, in reverence, we know that we are intimately connected to all human and non-human creation. And what impacts one of us impacts us all. May we, with all the earth, be refreshed and renewed and restored in the storm.